The government is also spending over $9.5 million this year in upgrading and modernizing the medical sector. That was discussed in the budget. And we are also aware that this year, after numerous delays, we are expecting to complete the modern medical complex in Georgetown. So we believe that we are going to end this year a lot better than we've started it, particularly in the wake of the flood, and that we will have a much stronger and much improved suite of medical facilities available to the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So it's a big year for improvement in the hospital sector and the medical sector in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We're very excited about that. We're, of course, particularly excited that the Russian Federation has seen fit to not only donate the equipment, but, as was indicated, provide the expertise necessary to install the equipment and to train us to use the equipment properly. Very often, we have gotten very wonderful gifts, or we have purchased items, but we have not been able to get the sort of training necessary, and we've had to outsource that training, or we've had to then send someone off to get that sort of training. So it's not just the value of the equipment, but it is also the incalculable value of the improvement in capacity that the Russian Federation has brought at this time, and we're very grateful for that.